gentlemen. Here we are at the Orlando Amway Center, second night in a row for Paul McCartney. Last night we were about as far away as we could be. Tonight we are almost front row, dead frickin' center. It's May 19th, 2013, and this is gonna rock. And we had an hour-long star check, and it's almost showtime. Eddie.
Thank you. And I want to know. Hey. Welcome to the second night of our American tour. We are gonna have some fun tonight. Oh yeah. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Oh,
Oh yeah, that is the big wardrobe change of the evening. That's it. Okay. Hey, listen, you know, at this point I like to just take a little moment for myself, just to drink it all in.
Oh,
Thank you. Yeah, we always put that little bit on the end as a tribute to the late, great Jimi Hendrix. Yeah. And I tell the tale that I was lucky to know Jimmy a little bit in the 60s when he came to London, because that's basically where he got famous, even though he was American. But, yeah, he was a lovely man. He was a very sort of humble guy, great, fantastic player. And I think one of the greatest tributes that I have ever had paid me was that after we released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on a Friday, and Jimmy had learned it by the Sunday, 2 days later, and he opened with it at his show. And I was at the show, you know, with a long few of us guys. So that was like such a tribute, you know. I was like, yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Only thing was, when he played a big long solo, you know, and he had this Bixby arm, he had a vibrator on, and he doing all this, you know, and basically that Houston then sent your guitar wildly out of tune. They didn't have the technology they got these days. I'm hoping that didn't put this out of tune. So he's out of the tune and he's looking, he's going to do his second number and he's totally listening and it's gone, all the tune. So he looks in the audience and he's looking out there. And he says, is Eric out there? He's looking for Eric Clapton, you know? And of course Eric was there, you know, we all kind of come to pay homage to the great man, but Eric's kind of cringing down. Anyway, Jimmy finally got it together, tuned it up and so, but that was a great sort of memory for me, that's what I said. And the reason I got this guitar out now is this is the one I used on the original record in the 60s.
This is how we feel.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. This next song is one that I wrote on a holiday where it rained a lot. You know, you go away on holiday and like it rains and you ring home and people say, how's the weather? You go, it's great. Anyway, this is raining a lot. And I was with Nancy and I said, oh, sorry about the rain. She said, it doesn't hurt. The sun's gonna shine. Anyway, so I wrote this song based on that. Thank you. All right. Thank you, folks. This next song is a song I wrote for Linda.
Maybe I'm a man to the way you talk.
you. Thank you very much. Argentina, I see Brazil over there. All right. I see you in my way. Well, I keep on talking till I can't talk. I see you in your way. Oh, it's good morning now, love is still to come. We can work it out. We can work it out.
do it, okay?
Every day she takes her morning class, she wears her hair. Watch the tower bottom as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. Slipping in his stockings, stepping in his shoes, dipping in the pocket of her raincoat. It's just another day at the office.
Yeah.
60s, a lot of troubles were going on over civil rights, particularly in some of the southern states of America. And and then we've heard about it in England, but I wanted to try and write a song that if anybody there heard it, it might just give them a little bit of hope. All your life. singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. You're only waiting for this moment to be free. Things, you know, in life, you don't always say what you mean to people. Sometimes it's very hard to say, hey, you know, I love you. And, but you know what happens, and then if something happens to them, then you think, I really wish I'd said that, you know, at the time. So I wrote this song after John passed away, and it's kind of an unspoken conversation we never had. And if I said I really knew you well, what would your answer be? If you were here today, thank you. next one for the mothers. And the children of the mothers.
Let's all get up and dance to a song we wanted before your mother was born. Oh, she was born a long, long time ago. Your mother should know.
kid.
Thank you.
Next song we like to do is one that until last night we'd never done this. in America before. Until this tour, we've never done it ever before. So
it's something old that's
new. So, I mean. George was a very good ukulele player. Let's hear it for George! Yeah. And yeah, he was a really good ukulele player. He had a big collection of them. And I've got one years before, because I was in New York working on an album. And I found that if you were in a taxi with a great big guitar, it was kind of clumsy, took up too much room. But if you had a ukulele, and it was the same as a guitar, it's tuned the same, but a lot smaller. Anyway, so I was around at his house, and I said to him, hey, listen, I've been playing around with one of your tunes on the ukulele. So we played it together. Well, I'd like to play it now for you.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she moves me, don't want me even now. No, I'm even now. Somewhere in the smile she knows that I don't need no lover. Something in the style that she chose me. To one believer now. You know I believe her now.
Next one, there's a bit, but we'll stop and you'll keep going. Alright? Here we go.
It's been never the better.
this one's wings here. We're gonna have a party tonight.
Thank you.
boy, yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, we did a show in Red Square, actually. I think we were the first rock and roll band to be allowed to play in Red Square a few years ago. And, you know, it's quite something. It was a great, great gig. The Russians loved the music. They liked that song. And but one of the interesting things about it was, besides the gig, was that we got to meet a lot of people in the Russian government, you know. And I was growing up, it was like the Cold War, you know, the Russians were like a gray mass. It was like nobody behind that Iron Curtain. Anyway, so then we there, you know, there we were, and we're meeting people like Putin and the Russian defense minister. He seemed very young to me to be the defense minister. He said to me, Paul, he said, first record I ever bought was Love Me Do. Well, that's very nice, thank you. Another guy comes up, he says, we want English from Beatles Records. I said, great. He says, tell him goodbye. Oh, yeah. It's true. In times of trouble, of a man who comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be. Whisper.
Thank you. Let it be.
men.
Come on, yeah, yeah.
Second time in the US. Here we go.
Nothing in the
Thank you. Still want to keep going? I think I want to keep going too, yeah.
Oh, What's next?
Helter Skelter.
You want to keep rocking, don't you? Oh yeah, I had a feeling you did, okay. If you want to keep rocking, we'll keep rocking.
Oh, yeah.
baby. Hey, listen, thank you. You're so cool. Thank you. Brilliant. Welcome you giving us this evening. But it is time for us to go. Yeah, we gotta leave. You gotta leave too.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, but before we go, to bring you a big show like this, a lot goes into it. So I wanna thank all the people. We got the guys out front on the sound. We got the people on the video screens and the lights and all the guitars and the piano and the drums and keyboards. All the tech guys. So let's hear it for the best crew on the planet. Also, I want to thank this fantastic band of mine. Brian, Rusty, Eric, Wicks. Oh, yeah! But as usual, most of all, we want to thank you. Thanks for coming along and being so cool.
207. 207.
Orlando, Florida, USA. You have been beautiful. We have loved playing for you tonight. Thanks so much. I tell you what, we'll see you next time. Okay, so welcome to soundcheck. Yeah. Hey, we know the deal. We're going to check up all our instruments and harmonies and things. Pablo behind you is going to sort it all out. Welcome to the songs, the bone and jaggedy.
Talking about this and that. Yeah, you keep on talking.
Thank you very much.
Sweet. Thank you. buildings, crowd together, waves are breaking.
Tiny bit of feedback lately. Just a little watch it and so.
Every night I smoke go out, get out of my head. Every day I don't want to get up. Ooh.
discussing recently, you know the actress Keira Knightley?
Yes.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean, and you know, Anna Karenina. She recently got married to a guy out of the Claxtons. I think his name is James Right On. Right On, bro. Anyway, their wedding dance, their song at their wedding was this one. Okay, this is a song about a train. A train that ran past the jailhouse. And the legend had it that if you were a prisoner in the jailhouse and the light from the train shone on you, you would be released from the jailhouse. And wake up early in the morning, the heat of ding dong ding. I'm walking to the table. I see the same damn thing, like a bottle on the table. He's a bigger in mine, nothing I can do about it. I get in trouble with the man, let me not special.
see the same damn thing that I put on the table. Oh, he's a favor of mine. Another night. Shine a light on me, and let the midnight special shine a silver love light on me, and let the midnight special shine a light on me, and let the midnight special shine a silver love light on me. Let the midnight special shine a silver love light on me.
Birthday to you. Right. Everyone else, have a happy show and enjoy yourselves, because we're certainly going to try and do it. All right. Okay. All right, Pablo. You good? You happy? Lovely.
Do we have a pick? One pick.
He'll be happy when he gets down the pub, maybe. All right, thanks a lot, everyone. See ya.
Thank you.
Thank you for that message from Howard. Yes.